Okay, let's review brachas tafsamach. The Gemara discusses if you buy a new kli, so what bracha you make. According to Rav Meir, you make a bracha shechianu only if you don't have a similar kli like it. But if you have another similar kli like that, even Birusha, you don't make a bracha, and that's how Rav Huna holds in the Lishna Kama. According to Rav Yehuda, even if you have a similar kli like it, Birusha, you make a bracha, since it's a brand new kli as far as kinyan goes. When you have previously been kona another kli, not Birusha, but have been kona, according to Rav Huna, you don't make a bracha on the new kinyan. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan holds in the Lishna Kama. However, in the Lishna Basa, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you have been Kona previously and then you're Kona again, you need to make a new bracha each time you're Kona a Kli that's Chashuv, because every time you're Kona a new Kli, it's a new Ana, it's a new Simcha that a person is experiencing. What about a bracha on something that's generally good news but has some bad element to it, or vice versa? So if it's generally good news, Hatova Meitiv, even though in the future it may lead to something bad. If it's, and the Gemara gives the example, you find a mitzia, even though the government may confiscate it from you, but right now it's generally good. If it's generally bad news, you make a bracha of Dina Emes, even though ultimately it might lead to something good. And the example is, if your field gets flooded, you lost all of your crops, but ultimately it will be good for your field in the long run. The nutrients that the field will gain from being flooded will help it in the future. But nevertheless, right now it's bad, and that's what the bracha is made on. If a person, the Mishnah said, a person should not make a bracha, rather say a tefillah that the gender of his baby, that of the fetus that his wife is carrying, should change. Within 40 days, however, one is permitted to daven, because up until that time, the gender has not yet been determined. After 40 days, it's a tefillah shav. The fact that Leah davened that Dina should turn into a girl, even though she sensed that it was a pregnancy of a boy, that was either you say that it was b'toch arba'im yom, was within 40 days, and therefore she was within the time period that she was allowed to be mispallel, because she didn't want Rachel to have less of a share in the Shiftei Ka than the Shvachos had, so she wanted Dina to be a girl. So either because it was within 40 days, or it was a nace, that Leah was special, she was allowed to daven for a nace. The Gemara then discusses, when do we say Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid? That's only if a person is afraid that he's going to lose Divrei Torah, he's afraid of not being able to learn Torah. But other types of fear are not healthy, and we do not recommend that people fear Yisurim. The Gemara on Samach Amud Beis discusses someone who walks into a dangerous city. So what should he daven? So the Gemara says, according to the Tanakam, when he comes in, he should daven sheikanes l'shalom. When he leaves, he davens that he should go out b'shalom. According to Ben Azai, before he comes in, he should daven that he will enter b'shalom. After he goes in, he thanks Hashem for entering b'shalom. Before he leaves, he should be mevakesh that he'll leave in peace. After he leaves, he should thank Hashem that he was able to leave in peace. According to Lishna Kama of Rav Masna, a person should daven only if he goes into a city where it's a lawless city, where they'll kill people without due process, without any trial. According to Lishna Pasra, even if they kill people only after due process and after a trial, still he has to worry. Maybe he's not going to find a good lawyer, and it's still worthwhile to daven. Now, what does Asher Yatzar mean? So Yatzar b'chachma, even though the Gemara explains, even though the guf has all sorts of chalulim and kavim, has all sorts of holes, the ruach that's inside of it still manages to stay in one place. Yiftach adam means one of the evarim are opened up, like the lev or the keres or the me'ayim, their heart has one little hole in it, and forget it, and then a person would die. Yisaseim echad, even if one of the little holes that are closed, like a person's mouth and nose, or pitabas, so that would ruin a person would die from such a thing. The Chasima of the bracha, according to Rav, is Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholim. According to Shmuel, is Rofei Kol Basar. Rav Shesha says Mafli Lasos, and Rav Papa once again tries to include everything together. He's Chosim the bracha Rofei Kol Basar. The Gemara then discusses that when we make various birchas hashachar, alokai neshama, when you wake up, nasan lasechvi, when you hear the rooster crowing, pokeach divrim, when you open your eyes, matir asurim, when you straighten yourself out in your bed, malbish arumim, when you get dressed, zokev kfufim, when you get up straight, roka aretz, when you stand on the ground, mitzadi gavur, when you walk, kol tzarchi, when you put on your shoes, ozer yisrael, when you put on your belt, oter yisrael, when you put on your turban on your head, hamavir shena, when you wash your face. When a person puts on tefillin on his hand, he makes a bracha l'niach tefillin, on tefillin shal rosh, he makes a bracha al mitzvah tefillin. That is the chazara of brachos tav samach.